Please take your Bibles and turn to the book of Isaiah as we conclude our service this morning. I want to look at the Word of God and provide some hope. Isaiah chapter 7. Some of you may read the Wall Street Journal, but this week in the Wall Street Journal there was an article that really captured a lot of people's attention. And it really just highlighted a problem in our lives today, but it's a problem that has always been there. And that's what I want to just walk through for just a few minutes this morning. But the title of the article was that this is the loneliest generations of Americans. More than ever, Americans are aging alone. And the article states that the baby boomers are aging alone more than any generation in U.S. history. Census figures show that one out of six lives alone. 8 million people are without close kin. Researchers have found, the article says, that loneliness takes a physical toll and is closely linked to early mortality. One expert reports the effects of isolation is extraordinarily powerful. This problem is not unique to the U.S. Earlier this year, the British government appointed for the first time the Minister of Loneliness to tackle this issue. Let me give you a couple examples that the article highlighted. A man named Danny from Utah, 66, retired, spends most of his days alone in his apartment with reruns of Gunsmoke to keep him company and a phone that rarely rings. He says this, old age wasn't supposed to feel this lonely. His last name is Miner. Miner was married 5 times, each bringing the promise of lifelong companionship. Another example was Miss Snyder of California. She keeps her television on from the time she wakes up until the time she falls asleep, just to have the music and the noise so that she will not feel so alone. Paula of Virginia was divorced at 39, remarried at 42, and became a widow at 44. She is now retired at 69. Her 2 sons, one live in Boston and the other lives in North Carolina with families. When they don't come home for Christmas, she pretends it's just like any other day, and she occupies herself by cleaning out her closets. The holidays can be a very lonely time. They can be a very difficult time for many, many people. Perhaps your life this Christmas season, this New Year's season, is not exactly how you would have planned it. And you feel somewhat alone, like many other Americans, like many other people all around the world. Sure, you had great plans for your life, and you had hoped that they would turn out a certain way. But as the days and years have ticked off, you now find yourself in a place of disappointment, discouragement, and sometimes tremendous loneliness. Well, as I said, this is not a new problem. In fact, we have several examples in the scripture of times of loneliness and despair, but God brought great hope. And that's one of the passages that I would like to look at here in Isaiah in chapter 7 and verse 14. We are finding Israel, God's people, at a place where there was much desperation. There had been loss. One of the greatest kings, apart from King Solomon, had died, King Uzziah. And now Judah finds himself in a place with a wicked king and not a lot of hope. Political darkness was great. The superpower Assyria was under control. chapter 7, we find that the prophet Isaiah is going to the king and trying to encourage the king to look to the Lord and find hope in God. The king wants to do things his own way, but in the midst of all this, in verse 14 of chapter 7, the prophet says this, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel." Why was this good news? Well, the people of God had waited and waited generation after generation for the hope of the Messiah. And in the midst of the darkness in this time of the people of God, the loneliness, the brokenness, place without hope, a word from the Lord comes that there will be a child. And the great part about the description of this child was his name, Emmanuel. And that name means God with us. God with us. See, sometimes in loneliness and despair, we tend to believe the lie that God is not here, that he is not aware of what's going on in your life. But Jesus did come, and his presence changed everything. The child, Jesus, our Emmanuel, he is God with us. And he is here today. In 2018, the loneliest generation, as described here by voices from our own culture, when you are tempted to think that God is not at work, that he does not know your situation, that he does not care, let me encourage you to put those voices aside and do not believe them. Because in the midst of it all, you have the promise that was received some 2,000 years ago, the baby Jesus, and his presence again changed everything. And it can change everything for you. You may be here today and you may be visiting with us. You may not have a personal relationship with the God that was sung about this morning. You've heard all of the truths put into song and they have been helpful for you in one sense, but you would say, I don't know personally these truths that I just heard. My friend, the presence of Christ can change your life. If you will just look to this one who came long ago, but he fulfilled all the promises that God revealed way back at the beginning of creation, that Emmanuel would come. In chapter 9, I want to read another verse. In chapter 9, in verse, if you would turn with me there. Verse 6, again, the prophet Isaiah is speaking, and he says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and the Prince of Peace." This prophecy that was given again to the people of God a little bit down further in their despair. Again, the word of the Lord came that there would be a child and he would be a personal child. It says that he would be born to us, the people of God. In the time it was written, speaking specifically to Israel, but we understand on this side of his coming, that his presence and gift was for us as well, the gift of a personal relationship with him. And a son, it says, will be given, and a son was given. And we heard, as John says in chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." This son did come. And his name, again, there's more descriptions. His name is the Wonderful Counselor. And that idea of Wonderful Counselor is he's like the Amazing Advisor. Counselor was something that was given kind of to a king at this point, someone who would be sought after to find the plan and the perspective and the hope of the future. Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor. He is amazing. Not only that, he is the Mighty God. There's nothing too difficult for him. And you say, you don't know my circumstances. You don't know how hard it is. You don't know what I'm going through this Christmas. You're right, I don't know all the details, but I know there's a mighty God, and he came. And he fulfilled every promise that God the Father said he would, and he came, and he gave himself, and he paid the penalty for our sins. And he, in his might, he conquered death, and he rose again, which gives us hope. He is the mighty God. Not only that, he is the everlasting Father. And you know what that means? When he came to this earth, it wasn't his creation at that point. He has always been, and he always will be. And he is a father to his people. And he will never leave us or forsake us. So it doesn't matter how lonely you are. Do not believe that the presence of God is not in your life. He is an everlasting Father, and he will always be there for you. And the last title that is given to him, he is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. You may say, oh, how I would love to have a little peace in my life. Look to Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. One of the songs that was sung here just a few minutes ago with the children, I heard the bells. And you may not know of the story behind that song. But in the 1800s, there was a man named Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And he was a place of despair and loneliness one Christmas season, for he had lost his wife to a fire. And his son had gone off to battle and was critically wounded and would never be the same. The country in the mid-1800s was in a mess. There were many battles that year, and regularly in the news, it was of horrible things that had happened on the battlefield. And where he was that Christmas was at a place where he did not understand peace. And that song was written during this time because one morning he heard the bells ringing. He heard the church bells ringing. And it reminded him of God's presence. And as the song says, they just kept on ringing and ringing. And in his loneliness, the presence of God was there. Now, that was the 1800s. Rewind a lot farther back for the prophet Isaiah. Fast forward clear to 2018, to the loneliness that many times we feel today. My friend, we're all made up of the same stuff, no matter what generation you come from. The only answer is Jesus Christ. And in the midst of darkness, the voice of the Lord came ringing through to Isaiah, to Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and to us today, Emmanuel, God is with us. And he is an everlasting Father that will never leave you or forsake you. So this Christmas season, be reminded. Let the bells of Christmas remind you, you are not alone. Jesus is here. And if you don't know him personally, my friend, the scripture says you can call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved today. Today can be the day of your salvation. And in your loneliness and in despair, the presence of Christ can invade and give you hope, and a hope that is solid and secure and will see you all the way through until you meet him face to face. The scripture just says simply, call on the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. And so this morning, right here in this moment, you can have a personal relationship with Christ. If the Holy Spirit is opening your eyes and opening your heart for the first time to the good news of the gospel, the presence of Jesus Christ, would you respond in faith? Would you accept the free gift of salvation that Jesus offers this Christmas? His presence will change your life. And child of God, no matter where you are on your spiritual journey, you say, you know what, I came to know Christ many, many years ago. And I've experienced a lot of hardship and a lot of hard times since then. Let the bells of Christmas remind you of his presence. He has not forgotten you. He will never leave you alone. So yes, maybe your physical relationships, they're not quite as you would have planned them this Christmas. Maybe it's full of loss. Maybe it's full of disappointment, hurt and heartache, whatever it is, remember, Emmanuel, God is with us. He is with us. In 2018, the loneliest generation, he is with us. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? There's a Christmas carol called O Come, Emmanuel. It says, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. He came. He came. But would you, in your own heart, in this season of time, would you be reminded of his coming? And again, cling to his presence in the loneliness and in the heartache. Would you look to him? Our Emmanuel, thank you that you did come. Thank you that you did redeem your people. Thank you that you provided salvation for your creation. God, I pray for everyone who is here this morning. God, I pray that if there's one who does not know you, that they would turn in this moment. They would repent of their sins and they would trust you as their one and only Savior. Lord Jesus, would you comfort believers today who are hurting and lonely? Would your presence remind them of your faithful promises that this is not all that there is, that we have great hope. God, stir up within us a desire to rejoice. Rejoice in the good news of Christmas. God, may the bells of Christmas ring out in our hearts as we go through these days in the next couple weeks. Lord Jesus, you're Emmanuel. You are God with us. Thank you for what you have done. We give you praise and glory for it all. In your holy and precious name I pray. Amen.